Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Do you bring your mother over to make margaritas in the open houses, or does she just stay at home and pound them on her own?
It's a little bit of both. Chips, guacamole, margarita. She is one happy gal.
That's awesome. That would get me buying a house. Mama Leonard over there in Hochberg, and we got a party.
Yeah.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Does she drink them, or does she just mainline them? You just got an IV going.
Straight chug.
Straight chug.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. That is the best way to taste
almost
tequila.
Almost in just the veins.
Just pour it down your throat. You're fine.
I can see her mom doing that.
Yeah.
All right, get over here. Head down. Let's go.
Her mom's a blast.
We'll talk about more of that off air. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Lisa in Lombard, spelled the right way. You've got a question for Sarah.
I do. Good morning. So my daughter is thinking about selling her condo. So talking with her, she starts listing all these things that, oh, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to fix this, I got to redo this. What is the proper procedure like when you're trying to sell? Because I know some things you'll redo them, but it's not worth the money to redo them, and you'll never recoup the money.
Great question.
So
yeah.
How does she go about starting?
I guess the correct answer to that is meeting with an agent just to give you guidance. So usually when we come over, people, I'd say the number one thing people say when I leave is, oh my gosh, I'm so relieved, because they usually feel like they have to do way more, or that things are going to matter more to buyers than they really will. Yeah, there's a way to get things looking nice without overdoing it when you're going to sell. And staging makes a big difference. A lot of little things will leave an imprint on buyers. And so I always say, don't do anything until you meet with a professional first.
Okay, and that was the exact thing that I just told her. The problem is, we don't want like a fly-by-night real estate agent. You know, we want somebody with experience and knows what they're doing. So how do we get to set up something with you or your company?
I can give you a call after the show to do that.
Okay. Well, she's not thinking about it until next year. So how soon before she's putting it on, like wants to put it on the market, would you suggest a run through?
Yeah, 3 months is okay, just to plan for, you know, what's ahead and develop a timeline that everyone feels comfortable with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, can I have your number and I'll have her call you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's 224-239-3966.
Okay. Yeah, she's listening now, so she's going to know that I was right. So I love it.
Oh, boy.
Mama's always right.
Yikes. Hey, Lisa,
what I try to tell them, but they don't listen to me.
Correct.
So.
They never do.
Yep. Nope.
Hey, Lisa, was that beeping on your end? Was that beeping on your end, that beeping?
Nope, not on my end.
All right, I was going to say you might want to check the battery in your pacemaker, but okay, then we got beeping on our
end. Not that old. Come on.
Yeah,
now,
I was going to say, how about an oven or a microwave timer? Lisa just got done working out, and that's her timer for working out.
Oh, there we go.
On, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
I'm sticking with the pacemaker.
That's right.
All right, Lisa, hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice, okay?
You bet.
Thank you.
All right, thank you so much.
Thanks for listening.
Lisa.
Wait a minute. She's my age, and she's got a 20-year-old that wants to sell a home.
How do you know she's your age?
She said she's my age.
Okay. Well, how does she know how old you are?
Because I said it.
He's a beacon of health.
Yeah.
She probably thinks he's 42.
42.
Born in 66.
Okay. Right.
Christmas of 1966.
That's awesome.
Another Jew born on Christmas.
I was going to say, yeah, that was your Jewish gift.
That was my Jewish gift.
Yeah.
He was, but the other guy is a lot better woodworking than I am.
No, but you know what? He was only Jewish on his mother's side.
Oh, there we go. No,
wow.
The over under
that's
is
from
10.
All in the family in the 80s. Archie Bunker looked in the camera and said that.
So we're on two jokes.
Dave, we got to work on maybe your prep.
No, just let him go.
Okay, let him go.
You should be at a closing. I've said this 100 times on the show. When he brings out the pot brownie jokes, you know he's running out of material. When he starts talking about pot brownies and gummy bears, he's running low.
Got it.
So that loan better fund quick, or else he's gonna recycle. 312-981-7200. Coming back with Sarah Leonard. 800,000 people got $39 billion worth of student loans expunged. How's that going to impact the real estate business? We'll get Sarah Leonard's take on that coming after the break, because those that didn't get it expunged, Going to start paying in 3 weeks. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros. Call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You can go to WGNDavid.com. Listen online. Our online listening numbers are at record level. So thank you for all of our listeners for listening online. We were talking before the show that... student loan debt is coming due. It's always been there. We've always counted the student loan payments when borrowers were getting ready to buy homes, because you have to count it against the ratios, because eventually, sometime in the future, they were going to have to start paying that. Now it's coming. The realization is, not only are you being qualified with the payment, you're going to have to start making the payment, which is a whole nother world. Yes,
so,
Jeremy.
When you were going to get mortgages in the last 2 years where mm-hmm. student loans didn't happen.
3 years.
3 years, thank you. Did they not count that against them?
No, they did. They counted the payment.
Okay.
Because there was going to be a payment in the future.
Okay.
Assuming that you weren't one of the 800,000 people that got $39 billion expunged.
Yep.
Okay. But
it's a big number.
It's a big number. Yep. Okay. But the news articles and reports that I read and saw was from people that could barely get by, mm-hmm. were budgeting out, and they can now go take the $500, go buy a car, because they can never afford to buy a car. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. And again, it's a very small sliver of the overall.
Yeah, what is the total? Do we know the total?
Of what?
Of all student loan debt?
Oh, it's over trillions.
It's over trillions.
It's trillions.
Crazy.
It's trillions of dollars.
Trillions.
You've got hundreds of billions in default right now. It's ridiculous. Okay, but I want to throw that out to you, because you're in that field, mm-hmm. on that playing field every single week, every single day. Are you getting any sniff of that from your clients, that this is a thing, or not yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
No, we haven't yet. I'm sure that it will be. I mean, people don't know what they don't know. You know what I mean? I think that people have been used to all this relief being extended for so long, from so many different ways, mortgage, student loan, and in so many ways, that I don't think it's hit the general public yet.
Well, think of this. March of 2020. You stop, March 2020, COVID hit. April 2020, you stop paying your student loans.
Okay.
21, 22, 23, and now October. So you've had 3.5 years of not making student loan payment is the equivalent of their mortgage payment. And that money's been going in the economy. So the flip side is, okay, so we got the student loans coming up. That's carbon monoxide, all right? So you went on your summer vacations that you couldn't afford, and you put it on your credit cards that you are fully maxed out. Now you're coming home. They gave you a 1 month reprieve, and then here comes the freight train. The student loans start up in October. The interest already started September 1st. Student loans going out. And then guess what? Holiday times is 30 days later, and then you're going to start loading up again, and you can't afford. So we're seeing bankruptcies, increases in personal bankruptcies, increases in corporate bankruptcies. These are factual numbers. And you said something last show that your short sale calls have increased, which we haven't heard those two words together on the radio in over 40 months.
Yep.
What are you seeing out there in the real world, in the real estate world?
I think people are just getting more curious about that side of the market, and it's a very real thing. I mean, the relief that people got, I think, was like, it was almost expected at a certain point, and now that in a very real sense it's ending, I think people are freaking out and they don't know what to do. The problem, two of the calls that I received in the past 2 weeks, they were like a week and a half out from actually foreclosure, which in the state of Illinois, once you're served, you have like a year minimally to live there, right, or try to work things out. But these people were, I mean, one had already foreclosed, the bank had already taken over, we went there and the locks had been changed. I think that people just never thought reality would set in that deep. And
wait a minute. Well, hold on. Yeah. Hold on. Dave, you chime in on this. And hold on, Jeremy, for 1 second. You go 4 payments without making a mortgage payment. You fall into the foreclosure bucket.
Correct.
Okay, you get moved over from the servicer into a different category.
The workout department is your lender.
So that you're in deep doo-doo if you go 4 months because your credit's destroyed. It shows up as a foreclosure. Even if it isn't a foreclosure, you've got that red scarlet letter hanging around your neck now. Okay,
it's actually an F scarlet letter.
Okay, there's number 3.
Yep.
All right, if you're keeping track. Well, they're getting worse.
Yes,
but
they are.
Okay, He thinks they're getting better.
I know.
The funny thing is, he's cracking up.
I know.
And I'm like, that didn't make
any. Nobody's laughing.
He is, which is great.
Come on.
Right. So, but we love you. But so, yep. Depending upon which county you live in, mm-hmm. okay, Cook County, forget about it.
Right.
It could take 2 years to get you out.
Wow. Henry and Lake are faster. Kane, DuPage. Not as bad as Cook.
So, I can tell you the drill.
Yeah, so, go ahead real quick.
It goes to, there's a four or five law firms that handle everything in Chicago. It starts with loss mitigation. They send a 30-day letter, a 60-day letter. Bottom line is the lawyers have to get you served. And then after that, there's a status date. And what happens where it accelerates is where they, and this is the people I get calls, Sarah, is they've already lost the case. It's called the judgment. Mm-hmm. And that means the money's been set. It's over. The bank has every right to take whatever step. Sometimes they go ahead and move for the sheriff's sale, mm-hmm. meaning then you then don't own your house anymore. An investor now owns your house, even though you're paying the utilities and sitting there. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't understand that. There is something called a redemption period. Mm-hmm. And that is that even after you've lost, if you've got a rich uncle or you've got a way to still sell it, up until the time that that actual sheriff's gavel hits, you can still sell. Mm-hmm. They don't want to own your house. Mm-hmm. They just want their money. So, but I get the calls like you do and they say the locks already changed. Yeah, I get them where the sheriff sales the next day. Can you go in and stop it or whatever? And there's some lawyer tactics.
But when it's not a shock.
Okay. Right. Well, of course, because they've gone a long time without writing a check.
Right.
And you could say, well, what have you been doing with the money that you weren't sending to Wells Fargo? Well, that's a personal issue.
Okay.
And I go, well, now we got to move on, you know. So, but again, some people really do run out of money. Loss of the, if there's two workers, okay, and a couple kids, loss of the one's job starts the escalation.
Sure. Loss of income, death.
It's a hardship in general.
Or medical bills, whatever. But yeah, the bottom line is it's real. These people had the locks changed. That means the sheriff's sale already happened and the investor got new locks, even though they were sleeping in there. So
I have some people, though, and I met with somebody last week, and she, like, they bought their house. I think I sold it to them for $350,000. It's probably worth $475,000 now. They've lived there 10 years and paid down a good amount. They have equity. And she's like, she's having a hard time grasping. It's not a short sale because she's got equity, but now because she's been delinquent for 6 months,
you've got to get out.
She's got to get out. And it's just wrapping your head around it, because I'm like, every day that goes by, the accrued interest, the accrued, and the attorney fees, because they've served you, all of these things. Wow. I'm like, there is a solution.
Well,
right?
And also, and again, it's hard, but the reality is you had a nice run, but you're just going to have to rent. And you're going to have to find, well, where my kids are here or whatever. But bottom line is, it's gone, when it's gone that far, the bank has done what they and they don't jump to filing. They have this thing called loss mitigation where they go to counseling. All that's been done. And so the people, you're exactly right. I'm glad the listeners heard you say that you're going to have to move. Now, you'll get a check because you're going to sell the house.
But nothing's permanent, right?
Right.
And that's,
I
think, the struggle people have.
I will tell you this. Those listeners that are listening and that you're talking with, that you sold the house to, you write $350,000, $475,000, $425,000. If they started, maybe they've got a mortgage in the high 200s. You've got equity in the home. You've got money. You've just destroyed your credit by doing the ostrich technique. Okay, and what they don't realize, Sarah, is the sooner they get out, the more money they're going to get back.
Right? They'll get a security blanket. And right now, they are literally living on a thread each month. And I'm like, you guys will have a security blanket to get a rental, figure it out, and at least you'll have cash to breathe.
And no income tax on the profit, as long as it's $250 for a single person gain or $500 for married. So there's not even an income tax consequence.
Yeah. Right, let's talk about this more coming out of the break, because more of our listeners who don't want to admit it are skating on that thin ice.
Yeah, and I tell people, like, this doesn't define who you are. No one could have had a crystal ball and could predict what was happening. People, like, feel bad about themselves. I'm like, listen, guys,
it happens.
Exactly right.
And I'll tell you what, we found something out earlier in off air that Sarah enjoys hard boiled eggs over soft boiled eggs.
Yeah.
That's her preference.
Absolutely.
312, the soft boiled eggs don't work for her. She likes the hard boiled eggs. Especially the eggs that are going to go stale. She pops them in the water with a little salt. Boom. They get super hard in about 3-4 minutes and they last for another couple
of days.
Hard
is better than soft, guys.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
You just need to have the right agent who's going to bat for you guys, who can be aggressive in this market.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
It's like a dating website, right? Don't be a creep or a pain in the rear end. Not that I know anything about that.
Don't be creepy. He's a pro.
I'm just saying.
Did you look in the mirror this morning?
I Googled it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. Question for you, Sarah Texter. When is the best time to sell, given the current market, and what is expected to happen next spring? That was from a texter from the 630. And then another texter from the 847. If you need money from the sale of your home in order to buy, how does that work, and what is the time frame? Interested in selling your home and wanting a cash offer. So these are the questions we've got coming in. So let's take the first one from the from our first texter here. What is expected to happen next spring? The current market now, and what's expected to happen next spring?
So I have some numbers. I pulled Schaumburg as a suburb, and active on the market right now, townhomes, condos, everything, 148 listings.
What was it last year?
Last year was significantly lower. It was in the 90s.
Ooh.
Yeah. So that, for this town in particular.
Okay.
Under contract right now, there's 110. That's a healthy amount of properties active and under contract. So I went and I pulled, what was it pre-COVID?
Yeah.
So I did 2019. During the same time frame, it was 113, right?
Okay.
So we're at 110.
Yeah, that's pretty close.
Spot on.
Yep.
And then closed 147.
Huh.
So we are like inching back toward
pre-COVID,
what you would call a normal market. And so when people say, like, what's the best time? For sellers, time is not your friend. Dive in, because if you don't, what's going to happen is, as things normalize, you're going to lose the leverage that you have, because right now there's still not a ton on the market and things are still, Dave, I mean, you'd say they're still heightened, wouldn't you?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And so as more homes become available, then buyers have the opportunity to negotiate, sellers lose leverage, and, you know, market times lengthen, and therefore people, you know, typically have to succumb to the normal market.
Yeah, Dave?
There's also something called weather. You mentioned 58 degrees. You know, when it gets 40 and you start scraping the car off or whatever, the whole mindset changes. Everybody starts hunkering down. So right now, yeah, people are getting max price, multiple offers, appraisal waivers, gap waivers, all this.
So,
that's still happening. You can sell your house. You're going to get 15 offers.
I got a question. I've noticed this in the last like month. Mm-hmm. We've been showing up at customers' houses that they bought their house as is, which is kind of interesting. I haven't seen that often. I mean, there was a little glimpse of it, but it's starting to trend back. So now they bought this house. The bathroom's not updated. It's not painted.
Yes.
You know, the flooring's kind of trash. Mm-hmm. But they were like, we needed a house.
Yep. And the reality that is setting in, I just saw a Facebook post, and two clients had bought their home with inspection waivers.
Oh, no way.
I mean, inspection waivers. And for my sellers, I'd say, you understand an inspection waiver. What that means is you have no access to this home that you're going to be buying to the buyer until the final walkthrough at closing. And they're like, yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
They couldn't have.
Were those houses like immaculate?
Absolutely not.
Really?
They were normal lived in homes.
Oh,
but people in like 21 and 22, this was, I'd say, over a third of the offer.
Yeah, I knew that, but I thought it went back to, I was just shocked.
It's not
as is. It's still.
Yeah.
What are some indicators that it's getting closer to a buyer's market?
Well, market time, first and foremost. And when we're getting offers now, before we would have 15, you know, multiple offers, now you'll get seven.
Okay.
Or before people would start 15 grand over list, now they're starting 5 grand below list.
Okay.
So we're still getting the demand, but things are shifting as people are getting educated and seeing, okay, 9 months ago I had to wait 3 weeks for a new listing to hit the market that excited me. Now I'm waiting 4 days. So it's not caught up, but it's getting there.
Okay.
It's called Economics 101.
Is that what this is?
That's what it is.
This is welcome to WGN 720
Northern
Economics
Illinois.
101.
Let's get legal. Supply and demand with David Hochberg.
It was micro and macroeconomics.
Right.
Yeah. This is macroeconomics
at
its finest.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
When there is less supply, you've got higher demand.
And I think also we just don't have the outside impact, you know, things influencing us as much. Rates, I feel like people are just, like you said, they're numb to it.
They're numb.
It's not like a huge conversation point or a sticking point.
Well, you know, it's going to go down. That's the whole point.
What goes up must come down. I mean, I think people just understand that finally.
Yeah.
Right? And so we'll see what happens with the student loan debt. But as of right now, we haven't felt that impact.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
You've were a benefit of a shift as well during breakfast this morning. You told me that here's an indicator. What's your indicator?
Yeah, so we have been looking for great, highly skilled carpenters. We have no problem getting an apprenticeship program. Yep. We've had great success with that. But highly trained professionals has been almost impossible for the last 3 years. And over the last 2 weeks, we've had 10 interviews and hired on 3 new excellent carpenters.
That's incredible.
So that's kind of the writing on the wall, being like, hey, some businesses are slowing down, yep, or they were out on their own and they didn't market because they didn't have to. Mm-hmm. And now they're like, I don't have any leads. Yeah. I don't have any, right?
So. This is what's happened. We've been talking about it for weeks. Every single week that we come down here, we explain to our listeners what is happening. Mm-hmm. And there is a shift happening. I don't care what the Fed's telling you.
Yeah.
There is a massive shift happening where the consumers in this market are spending less money. Mm-hmm. And it is coming into play now. And you're going to start seeing more houses go on the market, because more of our listeners are going to have financial challenges and need to get out of their home. Mm-hmm. And we need to attack that and inform them. The sooner they get out, the better.
And you know what's funny? In the past 2 weeks, I've had 4 people, when I went to go do a listing appointment, that said, can you just buy my home for cash? Mm-hmm. Can you just come in? And,
yes.
And I personally will.
Yes.
We've got investors that will.
Yep.
But people are just wanting a quick relief now. Either they waited too long, they've let things go because they bought a property as is, they're freaked out. The one I went to, he had a leak in his roof. He's like, I can't get anyone to call me back.
Yeah.
I don't have, doesn't want to deal with it. And I'm like, okay, well, an investor offers, call it 25% below market. He's like, great, done deal.
Yeah.
They don't, because they just need the money. They need to free it up.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
If they're lucky,
really
25% below.
I was going to say
30 to 40.
I usually see 30 to 40.
Yeah. I mean, but it's a real thing that's happening, is people. So they're still out there wanting to sell, right? The demand is still there, but I guess what's leading them there is different.
Interesting. Sure. Phone number
224-239-3966.